Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, it's another week of the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. This is where the industrial professional comes to talk. I am your cheerleader, and definitely thank you very much for being on this industrial journey with the Industrial Talk Podcast. How you doing, Reed?
Doing very well, very well. Glad to be here.
Big week ahead of you?
Hopefully. Looks like that way. I hope that people don't cancel on me and stuff, but, you know, hey. Adapt.
Adapt.
Play offense.
Absolutely. Yeah. No defense, buddy. No defense. We always play offense around here. Well, we got a jam-packed show this week. We got a gentleman by the name of Donald Shoemaker. He goes by Don. He's a VP of Asset Services with a company called Sonovo. So let's get right on into the show. Thank you once again for joining. All right. This is also from the 2017 Reliability Conference. This gentleman by the name of Don Shoemaker, an incredible guy, fascinating story. Definitely looking forward to sharing this interview with you. Now, Reed.
Yes.
Are you enjoying this podcast?
I am. I think it's very educational, and I'm glad that it's not boring.
Yeah, being a millennial, that's important, right?
Very important. We have very short attention spans, and if it's boring, I'm going on to the next thing.
That's about right. And speaking of the next thing, let's get right into the tailgate talk.
Tailgate talk number one.
Okay, we've got a new program out there called the Industrial Dojo, mm-hmm. and this is specifically to the business developer, the sales professional, the, let's say, marketing and branding professionals within mm-hmm. the industrial space. And these are going to be programs and or podcasts that are going to be anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes. We're going to try to release on a weekly basis. I think they're going to be great. You can go out to the Industrial Talk Podcast website called Industrial Doc Top, Industrial Talk .com, and there's a tab that says Industrial Dojo, and it's specifically for you guys. Are you going to be out there?
Absolutely. I think this is actually a really good campaign that we're going to be doing because it's more catered towards the people who, you know, more my age who, again, have short attention spans. So the 5 to 7 minutes is great for a little break from work to get some knowledge and maybe get you going again and hopefully make you more successful in your business.
It is, and it is really designed to fill up that funnel. Tactical solutions to filling up that industrial funnel. So that's real important. Let's go on.
Number two.
All right. The countdown is beginning. We've got less than a week to be out in Las Vegas. Once again, I'm going to be out there. It is April 23rd to the 27th. It is the Reliability Conference put on by ReliabilityWeb.com. And I got to tell you, they have a 25% increase in people going to that conference. So yeah. I don't know, man. It is, man. It's exciting. And Vegas is great. And I'm sure the weather's going to be fantastic.
Oh, well, better than here.
Oh, come on. Right now, the weather's fantastic. Okay.
This weekend, we went from great weather to a hurricane to freezing. Today's beautiful, I will say that.
It is, man. It's definitely one to be out there, that's for sure.
It is.
Okay, so we're going to get on to the interview right now. This gentleman's by the name of Donald Shoemaker. He goes by Don. Great individual. Let's just sort of read a bit of a bio here we got. He leads the effort in driving sustainable value to the customers through product optimization, maintenance reliability, asset bill and maintenance development. No, that's bill and materials at development. Anyway, he's got just a tremendous amount of experience, mm-hmm. skill,
knowledge,
big yeah. time knowledge. And so we've got some great information. So without further ado, let's get on with this interview. I present to you Mr. Donald Shoemaker, a.k.a. Don. We've got a gentleman by the name of Donald, but he goes by Don Shoemaker, and he's with Sonovos. And welcome, Don. How are you doing today?
Very good. How about yourself? Great to be
here. Really well. You know the technical problems we had trying to get this doggone podcast up and running, but we prevailed because we persevere and we make it happen. So this is how it happens here. Don's with Sonovos. Now, Synovos is a relatively new company, but it's from another company. Let's draw this distinction. Where does Synovos come from? And then we're going to talk about you, Don. Where did Synovos come from?
So Synovos is actually the new name for Storeroom Solutions. Storeroom Solutions was a company that was a division of Day and Zimmerman way back 20 years ago, Day and Zimmerman being an architectural engineering and construction firm. And Storeroom Solutions really was focused on the MRO space to support Day and Zimmerman's business. When Day and Zimmerman divested that, it was taken private, and really with a focus on storeroom management to go in and really support clients in the MRO space, understanding and getting visibility to spare parts, making sure spare parts were available when they're required.
Spare parts for what?
Spare parts for equipment, for facilities, anything from your roped open soap required to keep a plant running. So in the newspaper industry, it has to do with, you know, all your bearings and gears, because paper presses are highly mechanical devices. You get into universities, and it's more of the facility supplies, paper towels, light bulbs, electrical fittings, etc.
Is there an industry that Synovos really focuses on? Well, let's say when that transition took place, is there an industry that you guys sort of saying, yeah, that's our niche?
So when the company started, we focused in the newspaper industry, simply because at that time, you go back 20 years ago, before the internet, before you had all of the digital media, before Kindle, newspapers were the primary source for a lot of people to get their news. And so, you know, being able to print that newspaper the day it was required, it required to have all the presses up and running. And so what was happening was a lot of newspaper companies that didn't have good control of their spare parts. So you'd have a maintenance manager that would have some spare parts in his office, another manager would have other spare parts, really no control over it. So the company started off in that newspaper industry, doing business with clients like the New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, Boston Globe, Washington Post, who today are still our clients, but really got in there to manage those spare parts and ensure that their parts were available. Since that time, though, of course, you know, you see what's happened to newspapers. The New York Times has closed a lot of presses. Everything has shrunk down because of there's been a move towards digital media, digital news. So since that time, the company has really shifted more towards the life science sector. So we're now very big in biopharma, which is probably our biggest sector, followed by food, and then followed by manufacturing. Again, as I said, we still service and support the newspapers that we started with. But that's really not a primary focus, simply because of the industrial climate.
And which is an interesting, do you do the same, some similar service where you will store parts for these companies and so that they have that inventory?
Absolutely.
Which is, so what you're saying is that, and let me just sort of encapsulate, the company could have a warehouse, and that warehouse could have, and it's on premise or whatever it might be, and have a warehouse, have their inventory, and there it would be physically. But are you saying your services are saying, we'll have the warehouse, you just sort of tell us where it is, we'll give you a little section of that warehouse, and that'll be your inventory, and then when something happens, you just pick up the phone, boom, bring it in, and you'll have that part here, there, wherever. Is that pretty much the model?
Yeah, we work on site, so we'll go into the client's facility, and we'll take over the operation of the storeroom. So most industrial companies have a physical storeroom where they store spare parts. So we go in there, we put our people on, we do the buying, the sourcing, the storeroom management.
Do you do the procurement?
Procurement, all that, the receiving, the cycle counting. But what we really do, the real value of the service, is to provide visibility to what the parts really are that they have in the storeroom, what the parts are that they require to support the facility, and ensuring that you have the availability of those parts when you need them. If you take an average company, they may have 20,000 SKUs in their storeroom. On average, 85% of those parts never move. So there's only about 15 to 20% of parts that are actually active. The rest are parts that they've accumulated over the years. And because people change and people leave and retire, nobody remembers what those parts were purchased for, so nobody wants to get rid of them. So they just accumulate and they sit, and you end up with really a growth in inventory. And a lot of that inventory is relatively obsolete to the plant, but nobody's really willing to get rid of it unless they really know that it is, in fact, obsolete.
Does Synovos And that's a really interesting, one of the conversations that I've had in the past with many of the individuals here at the IMC 2017 conference is the link between the business practitioner, the maintenance individual out there, the RCM initiatives, and procurement, and being able to marry those two together and getting the right parts and the capitalization of those parts and so on and so forth. Does Synovos take that whole approach and say, okay, we've got the reliability initiative over here. You can't have just that reliability initiative over here without the focus on having the right inventory and the procurement strategy married together, as well as the technology to be able to know when a part may be obsolete or whatever it might be, or who purchased it and all that. Does Synovos sort of do the soup to nuts type of solution? Because you're right in the middle, procurement and the procurement of those assets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Huge.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the challenges that you see in a lot of companies before when we go into it is that there's a separation between procurement, and the storeroom and maintenance. So you've got islands sort of each in their own world, focused on their own accountabilities. And one of the things that you have to remember is understanding what is the real purpose of a storeroom. The purpose of a storeroom is to support maintenance. It's not to house parts, but it's to support maintenance and support the plant to ensure that parts are available when required. So that doesn't mean having a lot of parts. It means having the right amount of parts and the right parts. So one of the things that we do is we try to break down that barrier between maintenance and the storeroom. So we really focus on the processes and getting transparency between the demand and the visibility of the inventory. And with that focus, then we look at the sourcing and ensuring that, you know, obviously you want to drive and purchase at the best price possible. But
sometimes it's not. If you don't have the analytics behind, let's say that motor, and that motor has a lot of add-ons, but it gives you great visibility into the health of that asset and the ability to be able to maintain it, and it has a longer life cycle, for lack of a better term, right? As opposed to that other asset that might be less expensive, but that there is a less of a long-term there's a real balance, and then the capitalization and talking about the finance.
Well, yeah, so you got to look at total cost. You definitely have to look at total cost for companies and procurement people. And my background, I used to be in procurement, and so I understand the focus of procurement and the accountabilities that procurement professionals are given is to drive acquisition costs down. But the reality is, it's really want to focus on total cost of ownership,
and that's why it's so imperative that you get up that stream, that capital stream, of saying, okay,
right,
we got to have this conversation. And granted, there are so many dollars that are, it's just business. We have this amount of dollars, and how do you procure the right assets at the right cost and all of that
stuff? Well, yeah, and I think it's also understanding what the requirement is. So if you've got a facility, if you've got an asset that has a 10-year life cycle and a lifespan. And you can buy a motor that has a 25-year lifespan or a motor that has a 10-year lifespan. Why would you buy a 25-year lifespan motor? It's going to outlive the asset, so you're paying for more than you need. So you want to understand, you know, what the application is so you get the right part. But you really want to look at it not just as the acquisition cost, but the total cost of ownership in order to really drive that value. And then you want to really look at, because companies have budgets. I mean, nobody has an unlimited budget for spare parts. Is what is your stocking strategy? How are you going to balance criticality with availability, with cost, to really optimize what inventory you need to maintain on site and what inventory you want to have a vendor maintain for you?
Does Synovos do any of the field activity as well? Let's say I'm going to be doing, I've procured this pump. Now that pump needs to be deployed out in the field because we had a failure. Does Synovos provide those services as well in the field?
No, we don't go out and do the installation work. So we really simply supply the material. But what we will do as part of our asset services group is we'll go out and we'll do a walk-down of equipment to identify assets, identify the components, and subsequently then determine what are the spare parts or the bill of materials required to support those assets. But from an installation perspective, you know, we don't. That's really outside of our scope of business.
And you're focusing on, like you said, of course, newspapers, which is an interesting dynamic because, once again, we're going to talk about the future, and I'm interested in hearing what you have to say specifically about print because you guys are right in the middle of it, and there's always that conversation about what is the future of print, what's that niche, it's not as big as it used to be, so what is that going to be in the future, and so on and so forth. And you know,
yeah, so just to clarify, so newspapers was, you know, 10 years ago probably the primary business that the company had. It's now probably maybe less than 10% of our business.
No way.
So so we've really shifted more towards the life science sector, food sector, manufacturing sector, and facilities and hospitals, universities, et cetera.
Was that the impetus behind the name change, trying to sort of rebrand the storeroom solution into something that is much broader in services and
well, broader in services, not necessarily based upon the client, but really broader in services. When under the name Storeroom Solutions, the image you get is we work within the four walls of the storeroom. And certainly that was true for probably the first 15 years of the company's existence. We worked within the storeroom, and we made the storeroom operate as effectively as possible. But since that time, we've really branched out, really recognizing the need to create a bridge between the storeroom and maintenance and the storeroom and plant operations through asset management, through focus on reliability, through data enrichment, ensuring that the item master data is standardized and clear and correct so that there's visibility of what the materials are, and then through a CMMS application, through some software. So we've really expanded our scope of services.
Do you have proprietary software, or do you partner with a
We have proprietary software. We have software that's built on the Dynamics EAM platform, trade name is Sync.
But it's a
S-Y-N-C. But it's a full CMMS application, similar to the big names out there. But it does from the inventory management through the purchasing, through the asset management, calibration services, et cetera. It does a whole range of capability.
Don, hold on to that. We're going to take a break. We're coming live from the 2017 IMC conference brought to you by Reliability Web. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you got to mark your calendar for April 23rd through the 27th. And this is a reliability conference that is in Las Vegas, Nevada, brought to you by those wonderful people at reliabilityweb.com. It will have all of the great vendors that are there that are really focused and passionate on reliability, as well as the great content and education. It never ends. Those folks at reliabilityweb.com do a great job. Now, I will be there, just like I was at the IMC 2017 conference in Bonita Springs. So if you missed that, and that was in December, you need to make this one. And it is April. Once again, April 23rd through the 27th. This is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go out to reliabilityweb.com. Get all the information you can about it. I will be there. I hope to see you. And you have a wonderful day. All right, we're back at the IMC 2017 conference brought to you by ReliabilityWeb.com. They put on a great show. This is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. Thank you for joining. And we're talking to Mr. Dan Shoemaker. He's with Synovos. And we're going to venture into a little bit about Don's background, because one of the interesting things about this profession is how do you begin to attract individuals to look at this as a career path? And I got to tell you, in my conversation, in the interviews that I've had, it's this industry, this reliability-focused industry, outside of the simple fact that it crosses just so many, professions, is really grounded in technology. That's where the real, you're not going to get away from doing the legwork of developing the processes and the optimization of, so that's still sort of that human capital. But once that is established, there's that technology. Don, how did you get involved with just all of this? You've got a very storied career, and I'm interested in hearing what you got.
Yeah, so it's been a very interesting career. I basically graduated with an engineering degree and went into cosmetics. And my first job...
And he's a handsome man.
My first job was working for... Estee Lauder making eyeshadow and lipstick. So I smelled great every time I came home from work, because of the perfume and the,
right, absolutely.
And the factory. But really from there, worked for there for about a year and then went to work in the plastic fabrication industry. I worked with my father for about 12 years. We had a small business and we did plastic fabrication, custom fabrication, tanks, piping systems, et cetera. And from there moved on to chemical feed systems for the municipal water and wastewater treatment business. If you go back into the mid-80s, there was a lot of focus in the Northeast with the Clean Water Act. And so a lot of federal money for municipalities to put in pump stations, sewage plants, really to treat effluent and make sure that people have clean drinking water and creeks and rivers stay clean. So we really got focused on that, building and designing a lot of different types of chemical feed systems. And then did that for about 12 years and then looked for a change. My father retired and went to work for a chemical treatment company, worked on their engineering side, designing, again, designing systems for water treatment, and then moved into the supply chain, focused on, you know, when you look at the equipment that's required, the parts, et cetera, for the industrial water, wastewater treatment system, a big focus is cost. And that cost is really controlled by sourcing. So wanted to expand my career and really get more onto the sourcing side and look at strategic sourcing. How do you get the best value for the materials you're buying? How do you understand the market dynamics of the parts, the suppliers, the vendors, the OEMs, et cetera? And from there, moved into sourcing for about 10 years, working for Hercules Chemical. It's now part of Ashland, with a global responsibility for all of the indirect purchasing.
And he looks like he's 35, but I'm telling you, man, that's a heck of a career. Tremendous, tremendous skills and abilities. Hey, now, Synovos has a company that's been around for a number of years. What do you see the future, and where do you see the future going with Synovos and this reliability focus? And I'm always intrigued to hear what people think the future and look at the future based off of their, you know, business.
Well, that's an interesting question because I think you want to look at it. I break it into two categories. If you look at the supply side for that supports reliability, and then you look at the actual reliability. You mentioned, you know, the technology focus that reliability has. And that's certainly true. I mean, the technology is really enabling maintenance organizations to be more efficient, to drive productivity at the plants and improve uptime. And you see that at this show with all of the technology companies that are here and the services that they provide, and providing information to the users so they have understanding of what it is. But if you look at the future and you look at the supply side, I think you only have to look at what's happened in the retail business over the last really 24 months to 12 months and the impact that online vendors, Amazon, Walmart.com, et cetera, has had on the brick and mortar retail business.
I don't have an answer to that.
No, I mean, it's taken like a tidal wave over the last, you know, 24 months. The industrial sector is still relatively unaffected by that, but I think that's only a matter of time before the industrial sector gets impacted by this online focus. And that's where technology and where Synovos, we're really positioning ourselves is how do we make sure that our clients don't get caught up in that, but really are ahead of that curve and can benefit from
the genie's out of the bottle. You're going to have to figure that out. Whether you want to do it or not, you're going to have to embrace it nonetheless.
You have to do it, and that's where you have to use technology. You've got to have visibility of what your requirements are before you have the requirements. So the day of just building inventory on site is going to be gone because there's going to be no reason to have millions of dollars of inventory on site. Companies are going to be streamlining that down. It's going to be a much more on-demand requirement. And in order for that to be successful, you need to know upfront when you need parts, what parts you're going to need, what the availability of those parts are. So that really ties into the technology with reliability, condition monitoring, being able to understand the status of your equipment so that you can plan ahead of time to get the parts in when you need them.
You indicated that you have a proprietary technology that you deploy at your client's location. That's a part, so that I can understand the clarity here. when you go into a customer, let's say I'm a business owner and I'm looking to improve on my reliability, there are tons of components that I can focus on. Does Synovos say, hey, we like doing this, and as such, that means we deploy our technology and put it in place, and we want to be able to, you know, manage your storeroom, but we also need to have that ability to be able to manage that upstream reliability requirement, that process. Is there anything that Synovos said, we're not going to do it?
Now, so when we go into clients, a lot of our customers, you know, they've made big investments in enterprise ERP systems.
Oh, yeah, telling you
hundreds
right
of millions of dollars. So they're going to use those. I mean, so we'll go in and we work within their systems, but we interface back to our system. And really what we want to do is we look at it from a perspective of, do we understand what parts they need? So what are the assets that they have deployed on site? And then we'll work to really understand what are the spare parts required to support those assets, and then look in the inventory that they currently have, and is the inventory aligned with those assets? So it's really getting that visibility, and we'll do that within our system as well, because we have tight controls over going into a client system and starting to make changes in that. It's just not going to happen.
You're not going to do it.
Not going to do it. So a lot of that, we'll use our proprietary software to help support that. But it's really a question of going in there and getting control of the spend, control of the inventory, and really starting to look at what's really required versus what is wanted.
So so you sit there, and there's the ERP, and then, of course, there. I've heard a number of things, but let's say CMMS.
Yeah.
If a client has a CMMS system, right, an existing one, are you also going to be linking through that? I know I understand the financials, I understand the inventory, I understand all of the components, but you feel the company itself, your client is better served when you're able to create those interfaces between the legacy systems and your system.
Yeah, so I mean, if the client has a CMMS system, a strong one, we'll interface with that. The CMMS system is going to drive demand. That's going to be looking at the assets, it's going to be creating the work orders, and it's going to drive demand of what spare parts are required. If we're in the storeroom, then we'll interface that so we get that demand.
So the adoption is, you're not going to ask your client to change their, depending on the value of it, but not really their processes. I'm going to continue to create my work orders in the existing, and then your team of professionals will then see those.
That's correct. What we will do, though, is we'll look at the processes on how you create those work orders.
Oh, absolutely.
And the timing. And understand where are there opportunities for improvement. So, for example, if you're creating work orders the day before the work order is due, you really have no time to acquire the parts, because the first time the storeroom sees that demand is when the maintenance guy goes to the counter and looks for the parts. So you need to understand what the planning function is. So we'll look at those processes of how maintenance does the planning, how that interfaces with the storeroom. But from a system technology approach, we'll look to interface with their existing software. Now, if they're looking for a CMMS system and they don't really have a good one, then certainly our platform can provide that. It's a very user-friendly, intuitive software that provides complete functionality for maintenance planning, calibration, asset services, etc.
So it also recognizes failure modes and all of the stuff associated with individual
everything associated
assets.
With that, everything associated with individual assets, wow. You know, failure mode. So it's a very complete system.
And it just came it came out of your original focus on in storeroom solution and sort of working in the newspaper industry.
Yeah,
this is sort of we need something like this, and. Why don't we just because one of the big challenges with many of these CMMS systems is they're great, they're powerful, they're robust, they've got tremendous amount of thinking behind them, but not every company is the same, and therefore there's a lot of customization that exists. And so,
yeah, the beauty of ours is that it's simple to use, so it's very it has a capability of the big systems. But it doesn't necessarily require all the customization of the big systems. And I think, you know, when you look at the vision that the chairman of Synovos has, really going back to day one, is how do you get the storeroom to support maintenance more effectively than it has in the past? And so the technology platform helps us bridge that gap and get to where we're able to support maintenance more effectively.
But if I have a company and I said, you know, this all gets down to the technology and what it's written in and all that fun stuff. If I want some customization, there is the capability of being able to take that software. And the name of the software is Sync. That's C-Y-N-C, right?
S-Y-N-C.
S. Okay. See, I'm looking at the name and it is S-Y-N-C, and I just...
So, yeah. I mean, there is customization. When you talk about failure codes that you may want to have, customized failure codes, you want to have certain planning schedules. So there's definitely customization.
Fields? Can you sort of...
There's some customization of fields.
Good.
But it's you know, unlike an SAP, a Maximo, which has... They have immense capability, but no one Maximo or no one SAP system is the same. Just because a client is on SAP... doesn't mean it's the same SAP as another client, because they've had so much customization to them.
I've been on implementations, and no two are alike.
No two are alike. Yeah. And I think the one of the values that we have with our system is the simplicity of it, is that while you have some customization, it's still basically the same system. And so there's the ability to expand that is much easier. The ability to upgrade as software gets upgraded is much simpler as well.
So to sort of summarize what we've been talking about, because we're going to have to break, I just want to make sure from your perspective and validate this, that I look at, there are sort of three components of what we're talking about. The value of Synovos is being up front, being a part of that planning, the processes, and and I'm a company that says, I want to improve on my reliability. Synovos could say, yeah, we're a company for you. We can do that, and we'll be able to lay it all out, and we'll create a plan for you, and these are the capital expectations. The value also then comes into how you marry your reliability strategies together with your procurement strategies and being able to optimize that and having the right inventory, the right equipment at the right time, at the right price, which is really...
Exactly right.
And then the third component is, okay, all of that's great, but we leverage our technology too as well to really make that whole process efficient, into visibility, into these the assets, and make decisions quicker, better, faster, all of those good things associated with your business. And then, of course, the final step in that is financial benefit.
That's exactly right. I mean, the return to the client, you know, whether you look at it from a cost savings on material acquisition, the cost savings in labor because of improved efficiencies,
absolutely,
and improved wrench time, you know, or in productivity increases because you improve the uptime of the assets.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you get more production out of the plant. You know, that's really the return.
All
that's
right.
Really what we focus to support.
Hey, Dan, we're going to be taking a break here right now. Stick with us. We're the Industrial Talk Podcast, and we'll be right back. Hey, once again, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. If you like what you're listening to, please feel free to sign up for the free podcast as well as the blogs. I'll try to keep it all relevant to your business and hopefully be able to provide some insight into what we do at Industrial Talk and what you do as a professional. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. We're back again. This is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. We're at the IMC 2017 conference, and we've been talking to Don Shoemaker with Synovos, an incredible professional within the industrial space, reliability. And Don, how do they, I'm a person out here, I'm listening to this podcast. I think that it's a fantastic career, and I'm interested in knowing more. How can I sort of contact you?
Well, you can certainly reach me through our website, synovos.com.
And it's S-Y-N-O-V-O-S.com.
I'm on LinkedIn. You can access me through LinkedIn, Donald Shoemaker.
Donald Shoemaker.
And then probably through Facebook and through Twitter, through our Synovos contact information.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you very much. I know you guys are busy. You've got a booth at the expo, really nice setup. thank you for reaching out to the Industrial Talk podcast. You guys have got to reach out to Donald Shoemaker, and I think he's got some other gentlemen out there that I think are every bit as capable, and get with his company because I think they've got a bright future and they've got a really solid focus on what reliability is all about, as well as the industrial space. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast, and I thank you very much for IMC 2017 for allowing Industrial Talk to be able to podcast live from this wonderful conference. You know where to get a hold of us. We're out there on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, pretty much everywhere. You know how to get there. industrialtalk.com. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will talk soon.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, we're going to put this one in the can there, Reed. Thank you very much to Don Shoemaker, VP of Asset Services and absolutely big thinker with Synovos. So if you guys are out there, you got to check those Synovos folks out.
Absolutely.
They have solutions, and quite frankly, they're in a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
So go to their website, definitely synovoscott.com. Reach out to Don. He is out there on Facebook, and he would love to connect. I'm sure he has answers if you have questions, so that's good. Remember, Industrial Dojo, it's out there. Go to industrialtalk.com. Find out some real good tactical solutions for your industrial profession, as well as we're out there on where?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
We're out there on LinkedIn, sure. We got a lot of stuff. We're always trying to change, grow, help, and provide great content each and every day as much as we possibly can so that you, as a professional, will definitely benefit the best you possibly can.
Absolutely. I think that Industrial Dojo is going to really kind of kick it up to the next notch, too.
I like it. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Hey, and also remember, Reliability Web is out there, and they've got that conference coming up next week, April 23rd. That is in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you want to make a conference, that would be the one to make. So everybody have a safe week. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will talk later.